Upper Room Community Church presents Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free.
For to you I pray, my God and my King. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait in expectation.
Good evening, radio listeners. Welcome once again to our broadcast, Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free. Thank you for tuning in. Last week, we listened to an excerpt of a message by Pastor Muirhead entitled Facing the Storms of Life, and it's based on Acts chapter 27. We believe that it is such an important word for us at this time that we're going to continue this message. But just in case you missed it last week, here's a short recap of that word.
Praise God. And I believe that, if not all of us, that some of us, we have had that experience. We are going through the storms of life. We are being tested. We are being tried. We are getting a hard time. And there are times in our lives when we feel like giving up hope. But imagine you are in the middle of the sea and there's a storm. That's no time to give up hope. That is a certain sentence of destruction and death. In the natural, we can give up hope. But in the supernatural, we have to remember that there is a God, and that with God, although in the natural things seem hopeless, we can hope in God.
Okay, well, let's continue now as Pastor Muirhead concludes this message on facing the storms of life.
The next point I want to make is that in the midst of the storm, we need others to help us go through. You know, one of the worst decisions that we can make is that when we are going through hard times, rough times, difficult times, is to pull aside and to isolate ourselves and to make ourselves believe that we don't need to be with anybody. We just need to be by ourselves. That's a terrible mistake. Especially when you are being battered and torn by the storms of life. Amen? We need to have somebody to relate to. We need to have somebody to share with. We need to have somebody to encourage us. In Acts 27 verses 31 to 32, it says, "Then Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, 'Unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved.'" Some people, when difficult times reach them, they don't come to church. They stay home. And that's what Satan wants. That's what the enemy wants. The enemy wants us to be by ourselves so that he can discourage us and destroy us. But Paul said, "Unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved." If you notice, everybody had to be on board in order for everybody to be saved. Praise God. Sixth, in the midst of the storm, we need to eat. Praise God. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
But the truth is that when there's a storm, a lot of us don't feel like eating. Amen. We stop eat. We stop talk. We stop eat. We stop walk. And that's not good. Because in a storm, we need strength. You can't battle the storm if you are weak. And so, you know, it's like the enemy locks down our appetite. And we don't feel like eating. If you notice, I said we don't feel like eating. Praise God. Amen. You know, I never feel like taking vitamin tablets. I mean, there's a distinct difference between a vitamin tablet and a piece of sweet and sour chicken. Amen. I enjoy the sweet and sour chicken. I have no enjoyment at all in taking a vitamin tablet. I don't feel like taking a vitamin tablet. I have to will myself. I have to try and remember that I need to take a vitamin tablet. But guess why? Why do I take it? Because I know I need it. Amen? I know it is good for me. And so, when you are going through the storm, you can't allow your feelings to control you. You have to become rational, and you have to make yourself do things which you know are for your good. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, some of you might be, God might be preparing you right now for a storm. No, that's not a nice word, eh? But guess what? At the end of every storm, there is a calm. It's how you prepare for the storm. Amen? Praise God. Last year, there was a hurricane heading towards Jamaica, and I get about 40 or 50 hurricane straps, and I get a carpenter, and I decide so I'm going to make my roof extra secure, although it survived Ivan. Right? But I am bam, 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 and drill, and the man drill and nail, drill and nail, drill and nail the whole day. He must strap up the roof. Now no hurricane came. Praise the Lord. But you know something? If they say a lot going to come this year, don't even anywhere to hit Jamaica, but be ready. Be ready from last year. Amen. We have to prepare for the storm. Storms will come. Praise God. Amen. So in the midst of the storm, we need to eat. Acts 27. Verses 33, it says, just before dawn, Paul urged them all to eat. For the last 14 days, he said, you have been in constant suspense and have gone without food. When you are in suspense, you don't have any appetite. Amen. Sometimes when people advise people to eat, they say, no, I can't bother. I may not feel like eat. But we need to eat. Praise God. Amen. Seventh and last, it says in the midst of the storm, we need to stand still and see the salvation of God. In other words, after you have done all that you can do, after you have taken advice and you have carried out the advice, you just have to stand still and see the salvation of God. Amen. If you notice, the Apostle Paul didn't get up and say, in the name of Jesus, I bind this hurricane. And the wind just died down. Amen. There are times like that, you know. Praise God. I have had situations where hurricanes come into Jamaica, and I stand up and I'm not saying it's my prayer alone. I stand up and I say, in the name of Jesus, I bind that hurricane. And when the hurricane turns away, I say, praise God. God answer my prayers, man. Glory to God. Amen. But you know, there are times when you bind the storm in the name of Jesus, and the storm still come true. And blow and rough you up and shake you up. So what? Does it mean that God is not God? Does it mean that God doesn't love you? No, you see, God is a God who will turn back the storm. He will still the storm, like when he was in the boat and the wind began to blow and the disciples got very scared, and he woke up and he rebuked the wind and said, "Be still." There are times when God will say to the storm in our lives, "Be still," but there are other times when God will allow the storm to blow. Amen. Praise God. But we have to put our trust in Him. Amen. If we have a word from God, we will know that storm will not destroy us. We might suffer loss, but we will not be destroyed. And our end will be better than our beginning. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, the storms of life are there. And the Bible says, "Know ye not?" It says, "All things work together to the good of them that love the Lord, who are called according to His purpose." So we win. Praise God. As Christians, whatever is happening in our lives, the Bible says, at the end of the day, we win. Praise God. Because what? It works to our good. Amen. But if our understanding is not proper, if our attitude is not proper, we might not win. Amen. But praise God. That's why I love the Bible. The Bible tells me that at the end of the day, we win. Praise God. We're going to have fights. We're going to have battles. We're going to have struggles. We're going to have time when we feel hopeless, when we feel like giving up. But at the end of the day, we win. Praise God.
You know, as Pastor Mayor had said, storms will come. And many of you have faced some tough storms and trying to recover from them. And we want to encourage you tonight. Don't give up. Don't give up. With God on your side, you will make it. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Lord of all the earth, Lord of all the universe, we worship you, Lord. We lift your name on high, O God. Indeed, your name is high above all powers, principalities, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness set up in heavenly places. Your name is above everything on earth and under the earth, O God. Lord Jesus, your name is above every storm that exists and those that will even come. And Lord, I pray for your people tonight that you will strengthen them, encourage them, renew their hope in you, O God. Lord, I pray that you will give them a word for their season and that you will deliver them from all harm. Lord, I continue to declare healing to the brokenhearted and deliverance for those who are in captivity. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for listening to this broadcast, which was brought to you by the members, friends, and partners of Upper Room Community Church, located at 39 Shortwood Road. Drop us a line by writing to us at Healing the Brokenhearted, 39 Shortwood Road, Kingston 8, or you may email us at www.upperroomcommunitychurch@gmail.com. Well, until next week, this is Pastor Metz on behalf of Pastor Muirhead, wishing you all a blessed good evening.